This is Aaron Gulbranson. We tricked you. Michael will be back on Monday. He has honored me by letting me guest host for a lot of days this week. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I am Aaron Gulbranson, subbing for Michael Patrick Leahy. Check out all the top stories of the day at TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. If you like what you hear from me, you can check me out on Twitter at Aaron G News. But my favorite platform is Getter, which is at Aaron Gulbranson on Getter. We have in studio all-star panelist, Epoch Times editor-at-large, and all-around conservative media legend, Roger Simon. We're having a fun time this morning.
Always do.
Always do. We also smoke a cigar from time to time, which is always a good time. So there you go.
But maybe not healthy.
Hey, I'll defend my right to smoke cigars and until I die. Anyway, later on, actually in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to have U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn join us. Which, by the way, if you're paying attention to Arizona, we were talking about that offline. 83% of the vote has been counted, and Carrie Lake has a lead of 12,000 votes. Presumably, if you buy what these numbers are on these websites, there's supposedly 143,000 left to go. The only county in the state that it appears that Carrie Lake's opponent, Karen Taylor Robson, is leading in is Maricopa County.
I'm shocked. You know, Our system of voting is, here's a big word for the audience, antediluvian, which means before the deluge, okay? That's a long time ago. And I'll tell you this, that we got to learn from the French, of all people. I'm loath to say it. The famous French that caved into Hitler. Anyway, the French are able to stage an election on paper ballots, therefore verifiable. In about 24 hours, they know the answers. How is it? Are we unable to count? Or is counting a new act of fiction in our country?
Well, we can't define what the word woman means anymore, and presumably the word man. We can't define what recession means.
Two plus two may not equal four.
Yeah, exactly. Congressman Mark Green did a really funny video on his Twitter, and there's a story about this on TennesseeStar.com, where he was holding a fly swatter in his hand, and he said, this is something else. But at the end of it, he said, and, you know, dear President Biden, I'm paraphrasing, 1 + 1 = 2, and we are in a recession. So, you know,
all right. That's just political garbage on one level, but on a deeper level, if we don't fix our election system, we're going to have a split culture into 1,000 years.
Yeah.
I mean, this is serious stuff if we don't do it. No one wants to do it. Well, some Republicans, not all, want to do it, but almost no Democrats want to do it. It's a scary situation if you look at it and you think you're in a democracy.
Right. And we've had voter fraud problems going on in this country for a very long time. Nixon, Kennedy, for example. And that's even a recent...
Boss Tweed. Back in New York.
You know, there's always election improprieties. There's always problems. And I remember very clearly in 2008 being on a number of conference calls with people, with consultants and political operatives and party leaders that were so concerned about the potential for voter fraud that they were doing everything they can. And then they turn out 14 years later and they're saying to this day, oh, it's not really a problem. What happened in the 14 years?
The fancy term from Belgium, from this professor over there, is mass formation psychosis.
I
think we've got that not just on the election, but on almost every aspect of our culture. It's not the same place as it was when we were growing up, sad to say.
Well, I do have a friend that is very fond of saying, and it's very insulting, but I do have a friend who's very fond of saying the only thing dumber than one person is a group of them. So there you go.
Well, history says that person was right.
But speaking of identifying, you pointed something out to me. Paul Pelosi was you know, of course, he's been in the news for his driving situation issues. But he was driving a 911, right?
He was driving a 911, which costs upwards of $200K now.
That's not a green car. Yeah,
no, it's about as ungreen as it gets. now, in fact, Porsche just released something, because I'm writing an article for the Epic Times on this, that the 911 will not be green or electric until 2030 at the least. A lot of people like Paul Pelosi like to go vroom vroom at 4 in the morning and hit people. Now, this is the other thing I learned about Paul Pelosi, which I think everybody knows, and which makes this whole China junket of his wife suspect, is that his list of investments include all the big companies that are working very well with China, like Apple, Microsoft, Google, meaning Alphabet, etc., etc. So when the Chinese did not do anything other than, you know, bristle a lot and send jets in the air when Pelosi arrived in Taiwan, is really because they know who their friends really are.
Right. As I said to, these days start to run together when you're getting up at 3 in the morning. But as I said yesterday to somebody, whether on the air or off the air, they wouldn't do anything to hurt the golden goose that they've got in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Not at all. They have their domestic issues like we do. Xi has to look powerful to the Politburo, et cetera, but when you get down to it, what H.L. Mencken said is true. When they say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Right, right. And, you know, China, all political posturing by them and our current leadership aside, they are thrilled. I can't imagine they're not thrilled with having Biden in the White House, Pelosi is the speaker, and as Rush Limbaugh used to say, Chuck U. Schumer at Chuck, that's C-H-U,
right.
Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader. So, you know.
Well, just check the investments of all, and that will tell you the story. I mean, with Biden, there's more to it, and we can assume
the big
that, that the Chinese know all the contents of Hunter's laptop. Why wouldn't they? They have intelligence agencies, as do many other countries that also probably know it. But,
right.
But you know, you don't even need that to know where the bread is buttered.
Always follow the money. Follow the money in politics. That is generally the rule in politics and business and in life, which is also ironic since there's a lot of money flowing around in the 5th congressional district race. By far, most of it coming from DC insider groups, Club for Growth, and Americans for Prosperity, which supports Amnesty in the direction of supporting Andy Ogles and bashing his opponents. So. That was a fun segue on that part, but it's true. But, I mean, you know, politics and money.
One thing about following the money is it's easy to do, really. Well, it's easy to do superficially, and you can guess at where it goes.
Right. Exactly. So, well, today is Election Day. It is, the polls are actually open right now at 7:26 on August 4th, and the polls are open. They will be open until 7 here, at least Central Time. So
vote no on Amendment 1. That's the most important thing on the ballot.
There you go. This is Aaron Gulbertson. He's Roger Simon. I'm in for Michael Patrick Leahy. We have U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming on next to talk about a bunch of cool things. See you after the break.